Hello again, and welcome to another podcast. You're free to grab a drink or a snack if you wish and get comfortable as we get into today's topic. And today we are going to be talking about The Handmaid's Tale, which is written by author Margaret Atwood. We are going to be discussing Offred's role as the narrator. She's the protagonist, if you don't know, whether she is reliable or not, how she tells her story and how the way she tells it impacts it, as well as how the section historical notes at the end of the book might change the reader's perception in some ways. So, Offred is the protagonist in this story, so she's the one that tells it. And the book is written from a first-person perspective, so we only get to see the world Offred sees, as well as her thoughts and feelings. And because it is from a first-person perspective, we don't get to know what the secondary characters or any of the other characters are thinking or feeling. But Offred does make some guesses, though she's careful in doing so, and she states whenever she does that this might not be true and that she only knows her side and not anybody else's. Even men used to say, "I would like to get laid," though sometimes they said, "I would like to lay her." All this is pure speculation. I don't know what men used to say. Page 37. The way this story is told is in a similar way to a diary, and she talks about stuff happening in the present, as well as jumping back and talking about things from the past and different memories she has. So she tells her story in a non-chronological order, which some people might find confusing, and other people might find nice, as it makes it seem more real. This is kind of how oral conversations usually go. You go a bit back and forth, you talk about things in the present, and you talk about things from the past and memories and stuff like that. So it makes it more believable in a sense that it's coming directly from her to you. In most first-person perspective books, you usually follow the protagonist on their journey or story in real time. Whilst in this one, the further you get into the book, the more it kind of seems like it's a retelling of the story, similar to a way diaries are retellings and recollections of a story. So this book might seem like a diary, but then you remember how she states multiple times that the handmaids are not allowed to read or write, and neither does she talk about a diary or having anything of the sorts. You would think this would be something she would mention if she was actually writing this in a diary. This kind of leaves all the readers wondering how she is indeed telling this story, which gets cleared up at the very end of the book if the readers haven't already guessed themselves. Within this footlocker, which was sealed with tape of the kind once used on packages to be sent by post, were approximately 30 cassettes of the type that became obsolete sometime in the 80s or 90s with the advent compact disc. Page 282. So, they are audio recordings, like stated in the historical notes at the end of the book, found by historians and researchers far in the future after the happenings in the book. The problem with these being audio recordings, like re-recorded after the ending of the story, is that it might decrease the reliability of the story and the narrator, as she is retelling it from memory. And we have no way of knowing how much time after the event and after the story she is describing and talking about this was recorded. Reciting things from memory is always something to be cautious about when talking about reliability and if something is trustworthy, because memory itself is not always trustworthy. Either way, this way of telling the story makes it seem more personal and real, as it is coming directly from her, a person that went through these events and can describe them from her own perspective. It's not coming from an outside point of view, and it lets you know how exactly she was feeling and how her life was, how all of this kind of affected her and in what ways, as well as informing you about the society she was living in, at least to some extent. She is only one person, so it might not paint the whole picture, but it gives you a good idea and overview of sorts. So, is she trustworthy and is she reliable? The thing about first-person perspective books and stories is that they are only coming from one person, so establishing reliability is very important. What Offred does that might lower her reliability is that she often retells stories and she goes a bit back and forth, and she also withholds some information with things such as her real name. The other names, as mentioned in the historical notes, might also be fake, or pseudonyms used to protect the real identities of the people involved in her story. This might actually erase her reliability, as using real names and telling a story in a society like Gilead, in the chance the recordings were found, it would have consequences for all of them. So in using pseudonyms, it would be smart during this time and these circumstances, and it can make the story somewhat more believable if that is what she has done. But this is only speculation of the people in the historical notes. She sometimes also speculates about things she talks about, like about what has happened to her husband Luke or her daughter, or what the purpose of her visits to the commander are and such. But afterwards, she almost always states that this is just speculation, it's just what she's thought up, and that it might not be the case, and she always corrects herself and tries to keep from speculating too much. She also mentions herself that what she is saying might not be 100% accurate, and it might not be exactly what happened, but she is trying her best to describe and tell it as accurately as possible. Like when she talks about reuniting with her best friend Moira and seeing her for the first time in a long time. This is what she says, whispers, more or less. I can't remember exactly because I had no way of writing it down. I filled it out for her as much as I can. We didn't have much time, so she just gave me the outlines. Also, she told me this in two sessions. We managed a second break together. I've tried to make it sound as much like her as I can. Page 235. I think it's really up to the individual reader if they want to label her as reliable or not. I myself find all the reasons for her not to be reliable more so reasons for her to actually be reliable. Even though she tells it from memory, she tells you that it might not be 100% accurate. And even though she speculates, she is quick to correct herself and tells you this is only speculation. And even though she does withhold some information, she tells you the reason why. She tells you everything. She's very open and honest about it and tries her hardest to tell her story as accurately as possible. It does not seem like something she has made up or is being forced to say, and there is emotion behind what she says, and if this was untrue, she probably would not tell you all these things. What the historical notes do at the end is clear up exactly how this story was told, as well as trying to authenticate it and find out if Offred is reliable. They state that the cassettes were authentic, that they thought of the possibility of them being forged but concluded this was unlikely, that they were recorded after the event of the content but unclear how much time after, and that they try to identify the secondary characters to try to find out who Offred really was, without any luck. This last part of the book might change the perception of the story for some readers, that if they did not question Offred before, they might do now or the other way around. Some people might not even read the historical notes, as they can seem as some sort of thanks to section, like there is in a lot of other books at the end when the story is finished. So it can be mistaken for this, and some people might end up not reading it at all. Either way, the historical notes add some more dimension to the story and makes the book as a whole seem more realistic as opposed to something made up by an author.